Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs. Welcome to the Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog and Company. Today we're talking about the Friends of the Cookeville-Putnam County Animals. Linda Weston is president. Sarah Hollick-Webb is vice president. Ladies, thank you so much for being in here with me to talk about Pup and Paws Cast and what the Friends actually do.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
I know you both have a huge love for animals. I'll start with you, Linda. How did you get involved with the love and welfare of animals and helping them?
Well, you know, Sheila, I think it starts when you're growing up with your family. You know, my family always had pets, cats, dogs, horses, things like this. And fortunately, I married a fellow who loved animals as well. And animals have always just played a big role in our lives. So when we moved from California to Nashville, it was a little bit different because California has so many rules for spay, neuter, and pet licensing and all that. So that was a little surprising. And then when we moved to Cookeville and I visited the animal shelter, that was really surprising because it was small and needed a lot of help.
It was the old shelter you saw.
It was. That was about in 2002, I would say, on Jackson. And actually, we had moved our pets out to Cookeville, and I had some those little kitty cases, you know, that you put your cats in. And my cats hated them. And I said, okay, this is the last time you'll ever have to use this.
I don't think any cats love those.
No. So I said, I'm giving these to the animal shelter. You'll never have to see them again. So I took them over to the shelter, and Linda Clemens was there. I hadn't met her at that point, but she was so kind and was so gracious and received the kitty carriers. I looked around and I went, oh my gosh, this place needs some help.
There was many cats and many dogs, right? It was overrun with animals.
It was. And they were doing the best job that they could with very little resources. So that was very eye-opening.
And on a side note, you mentioned Linda Clemens. She's with the Humane Society Spay and Neuter Clinic.
Exactly.
In Cookeville. And we talked to her and did a podcast with her a few weeks back.
Yep. Great lady.
Sarah, I know you've loved animals for a long time, too. You've often, you know, taken care of animals even before you were the former director of the shelter.
Absolutely. And it's, like Linda said, it starts out growing up and just having a family that loves animals and appreciating the life and how much animals give back to you. Just growing up in rural Middle Tennessee, I always knew that there was a desperate need for lots of hands to help out with our situation here and our overpopulation issues. So one thing just kind of led to another, and I started a rescue and worked on fostering and then began volunteering at the animal shelter and then worked with the Friends of Cookeville-Putnam County Animals Group. So yeah, it just kind of snowballs.
Right.
So can you go over the difference between really rescue groups and friends groups? And
Yeah, I would love to.
It's kind of a hard definition there. I know there's a lot of difference.
It is. So a lot of communities have animal shelters, and those are often governed or, you know, a municipal entity. And then there's always need for more support. So rescue groups are foster-based entities. So these are the non-brick-and-mortar facilities usually, at least that's what's in our area, where volunteers take animals into their homes for various reasons, because they are homeless on the street or because they need special care and recuperating from surgeries or just all kinds of reasons, and they bring those animals into their homes. And these rescues that are usually 501c3 nonprofits work independently to adopt them out. And then there's people like us, the Friends Group, the Friends of Cookeville-Putnam County Animals. There are support groups for various entities. And in our case, the Friends of Cookeville-Putnam County Animals is primarily a support group for the animal shelter. So we're a fundraising entity. We're a cheerleader. We do a lot of things for the shelter and also a source of volunteers as well.
Linda, you had said you came to Cookeville when the old shelter, you
saw
it overrun.
Right.
Was the Friends, was it a group then or did it start later on?
No, actually, I ended up at the bequest of some of my neighbors. They suggested that I take the Master Gardening class that was the UT Extension program. And in that class, you know, at the end of the session, it's a wonderful class, by the way, but at the end of the whole 6 weeks session or 13 weeks, whatever it was, the class does a give back to the community. And so someone in our class said, well, you know, the animal shelter has a sort of dilapidated park out in front of this old shelter that really needs some cleanup. And our master gardening class, now that we've learned all this stuff, we could go and help clean this up. So everybody thought that was a very fine idea. And so we went and did that. And the director then came out to look at the progress and the work. And she said, oh gosh, this is wonderful. You know, I always hoped and wished that we could get pavers that people could engrave, you know, in memory of their pets, and put them in this memory garden, kind of a memory garden. And so everybody sort of agreed that that would be a good idea. And I stood there and I thought, that doesn't sound like a difficult project to do. I bet, maybe I could help with that. And she said, well, sure. So went to the Bank of Putnam County because we had opened an account with them. And I explained that I needed them to underwrite the pavers to do this project. And they said yes. So that launched the program, and I was able to get names. You know, one great thing about animal lovers is if you ask someone, would you like to buy a paver to as a memory to your pet, then they'll give you the names of six other people who also might like mm-hmm. to do that too. So in no time, I had a nice list, and we sold the 250 pavers and stacked them to the side because we were trying to figure out exactly where to put them now that we had them, right? So then the shelter director said, well, this is wonderful, but what we really need is a friends group. And it was like, oh my. Okay. Now I had this list of people, who had purchased pavers. I sent out a letter saying, would you be interested in forming a friends group? And if so, come to a brown bag lunch meeting at such and such day. And got Grade A catering to give us some brown bag lunches. And I guess we had maybe, 12, 15 people show up. And everybody was very interested in trying to start a friends group and what could we do. And we were so naive because we thought, oh my gosh, if we could just raise a little money, we could help this shelter, be better and get more pets adopted.
I did not know this story. I didn't know how you started Friends of mm-hmm. the Cookeville Putnam County Animals.
Well, that little group, out of that group, we ended up that day during that first meeting saying, what we really need is an event. And someone in the group had the idea of doing a bark in the park. But wouldn't that be fun? So on a wing and a prayer, we said, okay, we'll do bark in the park. And honest to goodness, we were hoping that 50 people would show up. It was
more than 50, though.
Oh, it was like 500. We were amazed. We did it in Allgood Park, you remember?
Absolutely.
We raised some money from this event, and we realized that it wasn't going to go very far. Where do you even direct that money? Because there were so many needs. They needed everything, basically. So fast forward a little bit, the group grew, and Bark in the Park continued to be successful, and we kept adding more events throughout the year.
And the fur ball is yours too?
The fur ball is ours too, and this will be the 13th year for fur ball. We finally came to the conclusion that there was never going to be a way to fix the old shelter. The solution was a new shelter. And to do that, we were going to have to find property to do this. But I will say that as we got rolling and as donations started coming in, and animal lovers are great people, and everybody believed in this project, and they just said, we know it'll take a while, but let's keep going, let's work on it. So we started, our friends group started working with our city manager and our city council. And I have to give them credit, Jim Shipley especially, because without our city fathers behind us, it probably would not have happened.
And I'm sure Sarah can talk about how great this shelter is.
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of follow Linda's timeline, the shelter was a decade in the making.
That's mm-hmm. right.
It came to be at 2650 Gainsborough Grade, and it's an amazing facility. And one of the most important things from a public perspective is it's friendly and it's warm and it's opening, and you feel good about going in there. You don't feel like it's the dog pound
anymore. How much of a difference do you think that makes to getting people to come in?
I think it's huge. I think it's mm-hmm. huge, because we know that when you adopt a pet, that's a family decision. And if you have children, of course, you want to feel comfortable about the environment that you bring your children into, and you want that to be a happy memory for them. You want that to be just a great experience. That makes all the world's difference in adoption and having an open doors adoption policy.
We're thrilled. As Sarah said, it was a decade in the process of building it. The stone on the front of the building, the windows, the solar lights. I mean,
you have got the memorial out there too. My pet's name is out there too. Sweetness, you can look for that. But yeah, I love that too, even down to the little memorials that you started with.
Yes.
That before you even became friends group.
And that's amazing too, because we had all those done, and they were stored for what, 10 years?
Yes.
And occasionally somebody would would, you know, call us or say, hey, whatever happened to the, that paver I bought? And we'd say, believe it, you know, it's going to be in the new shelter, because at that time, we didn't want to put them in the old shelter because they'd get wrecked and we couldn't move them, you know, to the new shelter. So we just stored them and hoped that everybody would believe us that they would show up.
It worked out for the best, really, in the long run, because it looks so beautiful there. And now, right beside it is a dog park.
Yes.
And that's from the Friends of the Cookeville-Putnam County Animals.
Well, that is true. That was a gift from the Roger and Marion Moore Trust. They left a trust that benefits animals, and so the executors of the trust awarded us money to open, to create that park, and to maintain it.
Sarah, what do you think Putnam County would be like without a shelter or a friends group?
You know, I hate to even think about it. And we have this huge following of people that know that they want to help, but don't know how. And the friends group has provided so much guidance for that, and having the big picture ideas of realizing that, you know, we can't keep putting Band-Aids on a situation, that there is a bigger solution and that there is a final solution, and that's, you know, to promote spay-neuter, to create a wonderful animal shelter where we can house healthy animals and get them wonderful homes. So the Friends Group, I feel like, has driven all of that and given all of the folks in our community that love these pets but just don't know how to help a way to help and to, you know, keep driving towards that big goal.
And how can they find out more about Friends?
Well, you know, we invite people just to stop down at the shelter and become a volunteer at the animal shelter. That's a great way to help the Friends of Cookeville-Putnam County Animals. You can also see us on our Facebook page, and that's a great way to find out a little bit more about us as well.
My thanks to the president of the Friends of the Cookeville-Putnam County Animals, Linda Weston, and vice president, Sarah Hollick-Webb. Our sponsor of this Pup and Paws cast is Dog & Company. Visit their website, dog-co.com.